We're back to the Neil Haley show. And, you know, it's so interesting that we're getting into close to the anniversary time that Paul Hollis and I started, as he started as a client of mine. And this is one of the goals that if you hitch your ride with the media giant and some people decided to hitch it and said, ah, no, thank you, I don't believe in you. Well, guess what? You're about to see some big things happening, ending 2023, saying, you know what? You have to understand the value of a brand. I've been putting this time in 14 or 15 years. It's game on. And I am excited to tell one of my protege, someone that's followed my plan to a T, Paul Hollis, author, best-selling author of the Hollow Man series. And we're going to talk about a story now. He's a serial entrepreneur launching multiple businesses in 2023 and 2024. Paul, how are you? And, you know, what did you see, you know, with all your knowledge base of writing books, and how you tried to establish yourself as an authority figure, and how was a challenge at first? Paul, thanks for stopping by.
Sure. Writing is not an easy profession, and by itself, and you can't just rely on writing anymore. It's a thing that doesn't stand out to anyone anymore because there's so many people doing it. Although there are many more people who actually need to do to write books, but that's another subject. So you have to have a product to sell, and it has to be a good product, and it has to be one that stands out, and it has to be one that people trust and are willing to invest in, you know, even though it's a $3 book. That's a hard business to be in by itself, and 'cause there's so much more to writing a book than just writing it. And so I wasn't really doing a great job at that until I started understanding how to do that better. And that really involves the whole gamut from actually the creation of the writing itself, but then there's also the book covers and the editing and the publishing and how do you and then finally the marketing, which is a full-time job in itself. So there just isn't enough time to do your own work at that level. So what I've figured out is that, you know, if you move up a level, then you're sort of in a more of an entrepreneurial kind of a venture. And so you have some people that help you do some things like that, and you can guide them and that sort of thing. And so then you have a product to sell, and then you can move forward in a larger scaling activity, some kind of thing. So that's kind of what I've learned in this last year, which is like, you can teach an old dog new tricks, I guess. And as long as they're willing to learn it, yes, you can teach an old dog new tricks. But if they're not willing to learn it, that's a whole nother story, and that's what most of us fight in our whole lives is learning something new and being able to change with the times. And I think I'm really trying to do that, so that Neil and I are opening up a number of businesses this year and next year, way into next year. And so we've got a great business plan, and so far it's
exactly working. Now I'm going to jump into this, where the point is, you had some stuff before we met. You first came on my show in 2022 before we started services in 2023 working together. And what I spotted was that you were out there hustling, and tell why it didn't sell. You provided writing coaching. You provided how to write a book. You had these services on your website. Why didn't they perform well after learning what you've learned so far with me?
Well, people didn't know who I was, for one thing. I had no real brand. I mean, I had a series of books that were bestsellers and multi-award winners and all that sort of thing, but that doesn't mean anything to anybody anymore. It doesn't. Because everybody says that they're a bestseller. Everybody believes
that they're a coach. They say that they're a coach. They're a best-selling author.
Sure,
that's in everyone's freaking bio.
And so there was no way. There was no way. I didn't know of a way to stand out. In just a year ago, I didn't know a way to stand out. Nor did I probably not had the incentive to stand out. So, but realizing how to do it and how to do it correctly has been a game changer. So, that's what it's all about for me.
And you hitch your ride with proven products and brands. And I'm not to the level. I trust me, guys, I'm just getting started. After 15 years of doing this and being in the grind, it helps that, you know, that I have that pro wrestling pedigree. It helps that I have that experience of doing over 20 plus thousand shows because it's a passion of mine starting, but then I figured out how to make money in doing it. And that's where I'm going in the serial entrepreneur route, where somebody told me to just niche down. And I'm not, and I have no hard feelings for anyone that's helped me get to here I am today. I wish them all the luck in life. I wish them hope that they have the greatest success in the world. But I'm going to another trajectory in another place. And Paul Hollis is doing it as well as we're announcing the launch of businesses. Let's first start about one that really intrigues people that maybe we talked about. It's no longer senior publishing. We definitely like working with seniors. We really don't scam them like all these people. But Hollow Man Publishing Company has launched, and it has done, it's gotten great feedback because we've provided affordable author services for people. Explain what where we've gone in this direction and where we're going further in that business first. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, so publishing is an interesting game. It's come to an interesting point, I guess, in the last 20 years, but people have the entrepreneurs around publishing have this thought about, well, let's just still make as much money as we can we did 20 years ago that the big publishers are making, sort of thing. So, but it doesn't work like that. You cannot cheat people, and you cannot raise exorbitant prices. And so what we've figured out, we've put this whole thing down into a business plan, and figured out that this costs this much, this costs this much, and this costs this much. And that basically is what we charge. We don't charge $20,000. We don't charge $10,000. It's a reasonable amount. We don't take any of your royalties either, because being a writer, I understand that those are really what you've sweated and worked and ripped up papers to do, and finally got your book going, right? And you've edited it 26 times, like I did. The first My book was edited completely 26 times before I understood what I was doing. So we understand what every little facet of every thing that an author does and to get their book published. And so, and that's what we that way we charge them a reasonable price for that. I mean, that's you can't ask for anything better than that. It's a fair price, it's an honest price, and we follow through with it. And if you want marketing after that, we have marketing services as well. We're happy to help you out in that area too.
And that's the customization portion that we do. And you talked about the publishing end. Now, Paul is definitely part of the process as a business partners. We're working on again the whole marketing. Social, I was a social media management done for you and podcast production done for you, but we're creating them into different agencies now. And first one is Media Giant. Marketing has different elements and products involved. Media Giant Marketing will be podcast production done for you, social media management done for you. And now we're adding another component to the mix, which is, if I'm looking at this whole thing, social media and podcast production, and then like, and any types of other marketing services. We're not going into the area of PR. That's going to be a new agency that we're launching. But let's kind of go into specifically enough, you know, the social media. Now we're doing paid ads, we're doing digital marketing, we're doing SEO, we're and adding those components. So you are now going to become a business partner very soon when we launch this into Media Giant Marketing. Explain, Paul, why you see it's such a value because you are a customer and why you wanted to be a partner in this.
But simply put, it's because it works. I mean, finally, I found something that works for. I mean, you can't imagine how many marketers I've gone through. I was a marketing person at IBM, but all of the marketing is really like just telling you things, and there's no follow through with it, unless you're going to buy, and then they're quick on the sale, right? Everybody is, but they don't actually follow through with this. They're not. Let's put it this way. I see most marketing people as coaches. They tell you what to do, but they don't do it for you. And that's the problem. And so I found this system here, stumbled upon it in the dark, and it's a good thing because I don't have to do it. I have other people that say this, do this and do this and do this, and they do it for you. And then the results come to you. I have seen very, very much success in LinkedIn interactions and Facebook and Twitter and on Instagram, whatever. They are actually, people are actually responding to the things that we say and do. And that's just across the client range of this, because and then at the end of it, we're getting business coming back to us to say, oh yeah, hey, can you help me write this book? Can you help me publish this book? Can you help me do this? Can you help me do that? And so it's like, yeah, I can help you. I mean, that's
it's all about brand. And that's why we launched that you're becoming business partner, because we customize the services. We keep trying to increase it. So if I'd say the marketing company, and we also talk traditional marketing, marketing coaching. So I do bring a coaching component into marketing. I bring an AI component as well. So we are the geniuses, not because we're the geniuses, because AI is the genius. And that's something I'm going to tell you flat out. AI is the genius, ladies and gentlemen. It's not me. And I can ask the right questions, but AI is the cornerstone of how marketing is going to become, because we can customize anything. I couldn't imagine teaching now how lesson plans would be worked because of AI. So that's the marketing. And I guess we're still in these phases of working on things. Podcast production done for you, social media management done for you, SEO done for you, blogs done for you, email marketing done for you, anything encompassing marketing, we can handle it. Next business. Wow. This business is going to be interesting, Paul, that we are launching together as Mr. Serial Entrepreneur. I'm launching it and telling you on my show when I have not done anything yet, but we're in this phase, and that is American Made VA. Holy cow. And I don't know where we're going to go in that direction. We are hiring American living people. So that means they could be from any country, they could be from anywhere, but they live in the United States of America. American Made VA launches and in virtual assistant services from any little task. How are we different, Paul? And I can explain a little bit more, but that's why we're launching American Made VA. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, it really has to do with the management of the people that we're hiring. They're in a relative time zone iterance. You're not having to call it during the day and then waiting for someone from, let's say, India or Pakistan or China to call you back or to fix your problem or to do what you're asking them to do. Philippines the same way. So we can manage them much better in a small packet in a parcel, for example, within the United States. That is a key component of what we're trying to do here, as being American made. So we're relatively in the same areas. We can talk to them every day. They're on the same sleep cycles as us, basically, you know, sort of thing. It's so we can get to them when you need them the best, when your business hours are open, right?
That's huge. Because when your business's hours are open, we're set. And the thing is that the VA services can be anything virtual assistant. Soon we'll be handling outbound calls. We're going to be focusing and growing it. It takes what I do as an entrepreneur, as a serial entrepreneur, something I've always wanted to say, but now I can say it. But we're going to really look at specifically enough certain services we're really good at in the marketing end, where you really can't hire our marketing services, the brainchild, the podcast, but we can have people send out your email list, go through your email contacts, be able to set up certain things, do website work, where we don't have to build a website for you. We have an IT team that could take care of your website, set up your funnel, do all these different things, and it's pay as you go, meaning, okay, you're going to buy a certain amount of hours and go. So American Made VA. Another one that's going to shock everyone, and I guess we also are launching a PR company, Media Giant PR. It's in its pilot phases. Be ready. That's coming in 2024. But the business I'm really, really excited about is Total Tutor is coming back, and Paul is really excited about it. And we're only going to now focus with athletes. Paul, explain.
I think athletes' education has really been overlooked in rather than their athletic skills. That's what people focus on and say, oh, you're going to be a great football player, basketball, whatever. But they don't give them the basic educations that they sort of need. And that is actually probably is true for all American grammar schools and high schools now, because we've just gone down the tanks with as far as level of education around the world, but also another story. So what we're focusing on is to give the kids enough education so that you break a leg, you got still something else to do. You still got skills. You understand how to creatively think. You know how to take tests. You know how to understand what an atom is, and so on and so forth. You understand what a universe does, and how things go. How an apple falls out of a tree. Whatever these guys have been thinking about and doing for hundreds of years, thousands of years. It all accumulates into knowledge at our point. And we want to pass that along to these kids and get them as great athletes as we can do
Exactly. So
in
this is
that
a thing
realm.
that Total Tutor launching in cities, and now we're launching in Pittsburgh, we're launching in Cleveland, and we're going to be looking at other cities as well, where we're going to be looking at the athletes' training centers, gymnastics, it doesn't matter, and we're going to bring the tutors in for them so that the process is very easy, that they come to the home or the other place. We will provide other tutoring because Total Tutor has been around for years as a proven tutoring company. That was one of my first companies I launched. But we're going to get really into some big things, and Paul's partnering with that. The last business is a secret one. It's involving the healthcare industry. I'm telling you, one thing Paul's learned is that you need to be a successful business. You need operations where Paul's the expert, and you need sales where I'm the sales expert. So if you're interested in any of the businesses, if you have a business you're currently doing really, really well when it comes to you have a cure for something that's really to help people, but the problem is you can't sell it. Go to neilhaler.com, direct message me today. Go to thehollowmanseries.com and talk to Paul. Reach out to us on social media. Trust me, 2023 is going to be a barnstorm, and 2024, be ready. Thanks again, Paul, for stopping by, and appreciate it.
My pleasure.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.